Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio, the segment, boys. Man, just dropping shit left and right. I am Timbo. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in crime in this shit, Dre Three Letterman. What's good, my G?
Oh, what's popping, man? Elevating, man. Let's go.
Oh, man, let's get it. We got the guest calling up. We got Chilla Jones on the show, man. About to break down this Math Hoffa battle, which was a crazy goodie, man. I'm still watching that shit. I can't even lie.
Yeah, son. Timbo, I don't watch that shit at least 7 times. I'm watching that shit right before the show. Keep it a talk.
Bro, same here. I can't even lie. So, Chilla on pace for Bar of the Year with the on the SAT?
I don't know yet. There's so many bars that probably, you know what I mean? I can't say it's hardest, you know what I mean? I can't. That's my dude and all, but I don't know if I can give him that title just yet. I got to review the tapes, man.
I feel it, yeah.
But you know what, though? Beast, man. I do watch Chilla and Math a lot. I watch it a lot, though. Can't front.
Yeah. I gotta say it. I do too, man. That battle was nice. Yo, don't, like I said, I mean, we talked about it earlier. Don't Flop drop that, and then the 2-on-2, which is like super nice too. You know what's
going on? Don't Sleep. Don't Flop have an event in Chicago.
Yeah.
I saw the card. I forgot somebody had sent it to me on Twitter. That's the card with A-Verb and Hitman against DNA and K-Shine. Mm-hmm. And there's some other, I think, Rum Nitty's battling Daylight. It's, the card is out. I think I got to find it.
Whoa. All right.
Leave our predictions.
It.
Yeah,
this
it's in June. So, yeah, we got to jump on there and drop our predictions for that shit.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
All right, yeah. We definitely have to do that. I did not even see that card out there.
Yeah, in fact, while we on the phone, I'm going to have my bro send me that July card again right now so we could probably take on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely got to talk about that shit.
Mm.
So what do you think about this Don't Flop coming out here, man? You got, King of the Dot from Canada obviously coming out and doing shows, and, you know, out here.
Mm-hmm.
And also Don't Flop. What do you think about these leagues coming out?
Son, you know how I feel about other leagues. I know everybody says you don't count on URL, da 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 da. I get it, cool. But I'm cool with other leagues, man. And even when we asked Matt the other day, would you rather have that battle on URL or have a dope potential C word with Chilla? And he said you have the dope battle all day, every day. So,
yeah.
Son, we need these other leagues. I don't think niggas understand that we need these leagues. It keeps. URL and King of the Dot on their toes, B. It does.
That's true.
And why be stagnating just to rhyme and having showcasing your talent on one platform? I think that's just, I don't know. I don't want to do that shit, you know?
You really want your brand to grow, so that would be the reason to go to these other leagues. You know, I get that URL is the biggest in the world, but, you know, you have leagues over in London and one of the Switzerland. I mean, just crazy.
Sweden. Fucking Masters came from
Sweden.
And didn't he say he's going to Africa? This nigga about to go to Africa to battle next week.
Mac going to Africa.
Bro, it's like wrestling. When Vince McMahon had all these other federations to compete with, it kept them on his toes. Now you got one federation of wrestling, everybody can't make the roster. If URL was just the only league out here, a lot of these niggas would not make the cut. We would not heard of a T-Top. Because he didn't have the fucking spit that he platform to rap on. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm down for the leagues, man. I got no problem with it. I just have problem with the battle rappers going to the other leagues and giving us a C-minus performance because it's not URL.
Exactly.
I don't like
not taking it serious just because it isn't URL. I agree with you on that. Yeah.
That's the cornball shit. I don't like Timbo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't be doing that. That's fucked up. You can't be doing that, you know? Because these leagues are the ones that work hard, too. They're out here. So I agree with you.
You just going for the bread. And I got no problem niggas getting their bread, but just don't battle for the bread only. Don't let it be just the bread is the reason why you're going to another league. Because you're going to half-ass it.
Yeah, if you're going for the bread, go and earn that shit.
Yeah, go earn that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you're going for the bread, go earn that shit.
But I think a lot of times battle rappers be looking at the view so much, and they'll see, all right, prime example, and you was at this battle. When Remy battle passed, that battle was so fucking dope, but to me, it should have more views. I don't care about the views, but the battle rappers care about the views. So the views wasn't there for that battle, and a lot of niggas missed out on that battle. So if it was on URL, it would get a lot of views. So I think sometimes the battle rappers be looking like, you know what? Yeah, I had a dope event, but nobody gives a fuck because nobody's talking about it. It's a one-time watch. Prime example, Isaiah fucking Mob 1 had one of the... I don't give a fuck. That was a dope-ass battle last year, my nigga. That shit was
that was nice. That was crazy.
Don't nobody really talk about that shit no more. Came and went. And I fucking thought that battle was flames.
Yep. Yeah. Now, you're right. I kind of get where these artists are coming from because they're thinking probably, yo, look, I prepared all of these three rounds. I worked hard as shit for this. And I get, you know, 180, 200,000 views. I can half-ass, you know, somewhere else. I mean, let's be real. They can half-ass on URL and get a 500,000 views.
Facts. Which ain't always that way, you know. Which ain't, all right, prime example. How many times do you watch Hitman Conceited? And no shade to those niggas, but how many times do you watch that battle?
I've never watched it on cam because I was in the room. To be dead honest with you.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on the real. Like, I didn't need to. I saw that shit in the room. Wish I didn't. Wish I would just close my eyes for the battle, but didn't.
Mm. Shit crazy, son.
It is crazy, but I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying with that. And it's true. Shit sucks, but you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just the way it is, man. We got the guest calling up here in about... Yeah, I don't know, a minute or so. Come on, Chilla Jones. Chilla Jones calling up. Boss Town. Yo, I wanted to ask you this. What do you think, who has the best slogan in battle rap? Who has the best catchphrase? Everyone has a catchphrase now. You got Chilla with the catchphrase.
What's Chilla's catchphrase?
It's
brain.
He ain't never stood in front of three rounds like these.
Like
Boss Town. Yeah,
That's cool. I like Mavs. You ain't got bars like that. I got Mavs. You ain't got bars like that. Averbs, put blood in your mouth. You know, that shit is cool. Cortez, you my man. What John has?
He says, no matter. So when you're done spitting that trash, there's still two more rounds of me
whipping that ass. Yeah, that's cool. And Cortez got the top 10 money thing. Cortez, I like the slogan, but I think that's where you might have to switch that slogan up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you're battling C-minus players out here, that slogan, the top 10 money shit, I think he got to get rid of that.
Yeah.
It just sounds too cocky, and it gives more fans the reason to backlash to you. If you're not giving us classic battles, how many times can you get that top 10 money if, I mean, no shades. Shade Cortez, but if Sue Surf said on this show he don't want to battle you, that title to me is like, you know what I mean? You got to be respected to have that title. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel that. Yeah. I don't know. All right, hands down, be Magic, man. Come on.
What's Magic again, man? You got to refresh my memory. I'll be forgetting until I hear this shit.
So I'm from the Lou. That's how a motherfucker plays beat me. Can you believe what this motherfucker said?
Magic shit is hard because everybody knows that shit.
And everybody says it. He doesn't even have to
do it. They scream that shit out, my nigga. Yeah.
Scream that shit.
Yeah, Magic shit is hard.
We're going to bring Chill on right now. I'm going to start out with this question. Fuck that. Because this has to be answered. We have to figure out hands down who has the best one. But let's bring them all right now. It's fresh off his battle with Matt Fava. Chilla Jones. What's good, Chilla?
What's poppin', y'all?
Town.
What's
good,
man? Boss Town.
Chilla, what's good, my nigga?
Hey, shit, man. You know, I'm on my way to the studio right now, but I gotta check in with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yo, Chilla, we were just talking about it right now. We got to put this to rest. Who has the best catchphrase besides yourself? Who has the best catchphrase in battle rap?
Magic. That's easy.
Wow.
There we go.
Magic. Shit, like, you understand, like, at a URL event, when he starts the first line of the slogan, like, from the second line on, he doesn't even have to say it. You know what I'm saying?
At all.
Hey, like I said, I would say Magic. After Magic, I would say maybe, I don't know, it's tough. Maybe Calico with the, you know, after I battle and they got to make me feel whack.
Yeah.
People get pretty amped. But to me, it's Magic. It's definitely Magic.
No, you know what? I don't know if it was a catchphrase from this one particular battle rapper, but he even made a fucking, they made a promo out of this nigga's shit. Clean Paper had one of the illest slogans when he was on his pin game.
You know, I'm up to, bitch, start watching Smack shit? Or you talking about
I think Smack. That shit was crazy.
Well,
enough of that, chill. Let's get into the battle. First of all, I want to say to you also, because I told Matt the
best
same thing. Thank you for this fucking dope-ass battle. Y'all might have the battle of the year so far in 2015, and we're already in the fucking 6 month of the calendar. Thank you, my nigga, for real. We appreciate that shit, for real, for real.
Hey, it's, you know, it's not a problem. You know, I've found that I do my best work on shorter notice. You know what I mean? Like, me and Daylight was a month prep. Me and Matt, me and Math was a month prep because I filled up the T-top. Me and City was a month prep. You know, I do good work when I don't, you know, I guess when I don't overthink things, really. But, it was a dope battle, man. I was surprised by Math a little bit. Like, I knew he was going to come back with some fire, you know, because he sat for so long. But his pen, you know, his writing was especially sharp for this battle. So I was happy with what he came with.
But chill, now, you know why though? I say that I think you shouldn't be too surprised. Let's be real, my nigga. A lot of niggas can say certain things about you, but one thing they can't say, your pen game. And I've always said this on this show, I would love to just sit and read your composition book for like a half an hour, my nigga, and read all the rhymes. No, for real, it's one thing to hear it, but to sit and read that shit, my nigga, that's a totally thing. I think Math knew. This is my first time back since the disaster incident. I know I can't play with a nigga, this nigga Chilla Jones and shit, though. I think there's a respect factor there. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree. I think, you know, I think that's my reputation right now. And I think anybody that battles me kind of understands that they have to, above everything else, they have to write better than they do for other people. You know what I mean? Just like on a technical level of like more punchline, more wordplay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hard, like you just gotta bring that shit to another level lyrically. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad I bring that out of people. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of battlers, even top tier guys, that can bring the best out of people nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that no matter where people rank me in this whole tier system, that no matter who I'm battling, I seem to bring the best out of them usually. So I'm happy for that.
Now, I was saying that this is the best Math that I've personally ever seen. Ever. Three rounds as far as what he's written. Punches were more than I've seen in any battle. But I gave you the bar of the year, and let me tell you which one it is. I'm sure you already know what it is. That SAT bar was crazy, Chilla. That shit was fire. Math, here's the thing. Math has stood in front of people that have given him Cortez flips and things like that. Do you go back and watch his battles to make sure that, like, all right, I'm not going to say nothing like this at all?
It's tough with people like Math because, like, I understand, like, even from a fan standpoint, and obviously I feel like from Math's standpoint, he appreciates it more and fans appreciate it more when you approach him and certain people with, like, fresher angles or fresher material.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So like my approach, like my whole approach to this battle was the first round I was gonna be the chill of the people are used to. I'm gonna do what people would expect, and that's have a whole bunch of Math flips. You'll notice my first round I have like all the Math schemes, Math bars, Math punchlines, the 3.14, anything Math related, I power packed into the first round purposely.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's been the second, the third round doing something different. You'll notice I started my third round with the this Justin. Y'all ain't know this Justin. The first was for Math. Last two, the this Justin, because the last two rounds I didn't really have. I had like one Math bar in the third round, but otherwise, like, I really wanted to attack him as a man more than a battler,
yeah.
even, like, as a man, his tendencies, his characteristics, you know what I mean? So I didn't really watch a lot of his previous battles. I've seen them all just as a fan of the sport, you know what I'm saying, because I respect Matt and what he does, but I've seen, like, him and Verb, I've seen him and Solomon and battles.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch him and K-Shine. I guess K-Shine and me had a similar bar. I don't know which one it was, but I never watched him and K-Shine.
That was whack, my nigga. They rapped off a beat, and I wasn't feeling that shit, Chillin' Timbo. I wasn't feeling that shit at all, my niggas.
I didn't even, like, I knew the battle happened, but it wasn't one I ever checked for, you know what I'm saying? But otherwise,
yeah.
I watched most of his other material, so, you know, when I ran it past certain people, the bars, like Mickey Fax, like certain people, you know, I always ask people, like, any of these bars sound familiar? Like, have you heard any of this before? You know, and I got the green light on everything, so I was like, cool, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't too worried that somebody had used the flip the exact same way. I'm sure, like you said, there's been a lot of essay flips in regards to Cortez and Math, but, you know, I was set up
and
everything, and it was a better way to attack him.
Yeah. Yo, chiller. We had Math. Well, me and Timbo did a breakdown last week of the battle, and I guess Math heard it. I gave you the win. Timbo gave it to Math. He got tight at me because he, in fact, even called my phone. Let me throw that out there first. Math even hit me on a jack and was like, "How the fuck?" Yeah, real nigga shit. Hit me on the jack and was like, "How the fuck you gave Chiller the third round?" And I said this. I didn't say you. What do you think about somebody? Chiller in a battle when you're going against them and they go into a story about something else that doesn't pertain to Chiller Jones. I couldn't really give him the W even that third round, even though the material he was spitting was fire and I liked how you broke it down. I just thought you got that third round and shit. Like he's trying to tell me that nigga's stories, you know.
I'll tell you like this. So I agree with you 100% and I'm gonna tell you how going into the battle, I thought he would do that in round one. I knew it was coming. You know what I'm saying? I think we all knew he was going to. I thought he was going to do it in round one. That's what I expected. I expected him to do that in round one and kind of give round one away and then try to win round two, three. You know, but I felt like whatever round he did it in, he was going to give the round away because he wasn't going to spend enough time addressing me. I agree. It's the same reason why I feel like Clips lost the second versus Hollow. You know what I'm saying? Because he addressed Chambers and he addressed Cortez. He didn't really attack Hollow, you know what I'm saying? Like, so Matt Stern was fire. Don't get me wrong. Like, as a fan and as a man, I respect the shit out of his third round. Like, standing on that stage, I was like, you're talking that shit right now.
Right, yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
And he's battling me, and I'm sitting there like, yo, he's talking that shit right now. But when you're battling someone, like, if I'm coming with 2 minutes and 30 seconds of material aimed at your head, and you have a 2 minute round, and a little over a minute of it is at somebody else's head. It's so tough. Like even by his own barcode system, like I don't even know how you would score that for him. I'm saying like the round overall was fire. And I think when you're on URL and you have 3 minute rounds, you really do have more time to do shit like that. But you agree to 2 minute rounds, and our rounds are mostly between 2 minutes and 2:30, and you spend half that time attacking disaster. I can't give you a round. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just me. I agree with you 100%. I did hear the show with Matt on it. So I don't, you know, Timbo giving him the third round. I don't mind that. The round is fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say, Timbo, what you doing? You
right.
can't do that. Like, nah, I'm a fan of the sport, man. The battle is truly debatable. And the third, depending if you're a big fan of math, the third can go either way. I'm not, you know, it don't matter. But me personally, I can't give him the third round myself.
But here's the thing, Chiller. He said the reason why he gave himself the third round because he negated the shit you spoke about. The disaster thing also in the third round, so he feels like he negated what you said in the third because he brought it up first. You know what I mean? What do you think about that?
I can see if he feels like he negated that angle, but I had three different angles in the third round anyway. You know what I'm saying? The disaster thing was maybe 35 seconds of a 2.5 minute round. It was what I kind of I let in with. After that, I got into the Bonnie joint, and I talked about Bonnie. After that, I talked about him being old and how he always talked about how battle rap was 8 years ago when he started, and how he always talked about when I was coming up, you had to be if you talk that shit, you had to be about that shit, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, you talk about it all the time. So that's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I attacked in the third round. Like, if my whole entire round was about that stuff, then yeah, I would agree. You know what I'm saying? It would be almost like a pre-buttle, you know what I'm saying, of what I had to talk about. But the disaster was not even a third of my round. So I can understand if he thinks that whole minute and a half he spent negated the first 35 seconds of my round. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I still had 2 minutes of other shit that I felt like was real direct, that attacked him in a way he had never been attacked. It was a fresh angle. Nobody ever got to talk about the disaster shit because it was his first battle since. So, you know, I give him a little credit for quote-unquote negating it, but I don't think it was totally effective, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, here's the thing. I feel that. I do feel where you're coming from. I knew it was going to be mentioned by both of you. I was looking forward to whoever, you know, said it first or anything like that. It's not that he mentioned it that was dope. To me, it was how he did it, you know, how he mentioned it and kind of like, you know, he didn't go the whole round doing it. I understand he went like, almost a minute, like, you know, 45 seconds to a minute, whatever it was.
Yeah,
exactly. Talking about it, it was clever in a way just because it had just happened in the first battle pack. I was fucking with the many men shit. Chill out. I was low-key singing that shit at the start of his third round. I can't even fucking front, bro. I can't even fucking front. But nah, man, see, that's the best part of this battle. You have two people on this show, right, Dre and I, and you have him saying you won 2-1. I got, you know, I'm saying Matt won 2-1. That's the best part. Now, I think that's what you guys shoot for as far as, you know, watching it, giving us a debatable something really, really heavy. I've watched that shit like 5-6 times, Chilla. I haven't watched that battle like that in this whole year.
I haven't watched a battle like that, seriously, since Lux and Hollow. I haven't watched a battle I watched at least 5-6 times and shit. Real talk.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy what you guys pulled off, man. That shit was nice.
Hey, bro, like, that's you know, that's what I set out to do. Every time I battle, every battle I take, man, I always analyze the potential to create this kind of battle. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people in, like, the unbiased group and even on Twitter, man, were really highly critical of this matchup. You know what I'm saying?
I was too, Chilla, to
understand that, but a lot of people were like, yo, I don't chill in math. It doesn't make sense. They don't have a prior history. Their styles don't match up. This is not a good matchup. What is Don't Fly doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I told people, man, like, it's battles like these where you don't really have an expectation for it that create the best battles, man, and that's what
exactly.
we did.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't want to go into it like, yo, this is going to be a classic off the bat. No question.
Right.
That shit.
Right. That's how you get like,
expectations.
I went into Clips and Hollow thinking it was going to be like, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
Lux and Hollow Part 2, you know what I'm saying? And, Lux and Hollow, even for the expectations it had, I felt like was really fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't expect Lux and Hollow to meet the expectations, and it fully did. Hollow didn't, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even think it's necessarily a part of the battlers, man. I just think as a battle culture, we have really high expectations for certain battlers and certain matchups. Like, now we have Lux and Clips coming up, or we might have Mook and Surf. Any of these battles that happens, man, we're going to have expectations through the fucking roof. And it's like, if it's not an absolute classic, we're going to be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm cool being at the level I'm at where I can have matchups with Math, or I can have a matchup with Conceited or whoever I may have coming up. That should be a good battle. When I get to a point where every battle that I do, people expect to be a classic, man, that's going to be too much. It's going to be too much, man. It's tough to deal with.
Chill, let me ask you a question. Do you ever go into a battle feeling like, you know, since you and JC had one of the illest battles a couple of years ago, there's ever that pressure on you like, damn, when you put pen to pad, Like, niggas are always going to expect that shit with you and JC, that magic that y'all have. And it can't be just you either. It has to be an opponent. I think fans forget that sometimes, that it can't just be one person holding the battle down to make it a classic. You know what I mean?
Right.
It got to be two cats. You feel what I'm saying? Do you want to get that pressure, though?
I think it was a lot. I think the pressure was a lot heavier before the Daylight battle. I think when the Daylight battle happened and people saw that I could, I don't want to say duplicate, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think me and JC can ever be duplicated. But when me and Daylight happened and people saw that it was another battle that was, you know, highly replayable, very heavy, back and forth, bar for bar, like a battle similar to me and JC, when people saw that could be created, a lot of that pressure went away for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think me and JC felt a lot of pressure after that battle to create something just as great with other people. And it was tough. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, me and Magic was up there. You know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't, you know, I would say it's my fault for how the third round ended. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, me and Magic, I feel like is right up there with me and JC and me and Daylight.
Oh yeah.
And now, like me and Matt, you can kind of toss in that same area. So I mean, if you look at my track record, man, I only have maybe like 16 or 17 battles online. I don't have as many as Arsenal. I don't have as many as like Zast has 60. Arsenal is 30. Verb has almost 25. Even Clips and DNA have around 20-25. People forget, man, I only have maybe like 17 or 18 battles. I only did two battles before I stepped on URL.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you look at my overall record, man, like, having, you know, three for sure classics, maybe four out of 16 or 17, man, I'm bad, a pretty good percentage.
Yeah.
25
that
classic. So
I'm saying,
so you know.
Chilla. Let's be real, my nigga. You switch up your style a lot, my nigga. Like before, people be like, we know what to expect from Chilla Jones, which is scheme, scheme, scheme. And I won't lie, my nigga, I used to feel sometimes your schemes was kind of drawn out. Like the DNA battle, I can't lie, it's probably the only battle, Chilla, of yours that I'm like, your bars are always gonna be there. I just thought that you slowed down a lot with the schemes and shit. Have you made a conscious effort on yourself? Because, my nigga, I'm going to lie to you. I don't know if it was the Daylight battle or the Real Deal battles. One of these battles, I'm like, yo, Chilla ain't really going hard with the schemes and shit, yo. And if he does it, it's not extended out. Which battle to you in your eyes where, you know what I'm saying, you kind of slow that down a little bit?
Right. Nah, I had to, man, especially after the DNA battle, man. And I don't even think it was necessarily I don't think it was necessarily even an issue with my content, man. I just think I understood that you have to write for every battle differently, man. And I think up to that point, I was writing for every battle the same. I wrote for Cash, City, JC, D-Magic, and DNA the same way. And I didn't take into account, like, the strengths of my opponents. I didn't take into account, like, the size of the room we're battling in. Little things like that, man. Like, if I could redo it, my DNA material would be a lot like my math material or my Daylight material, which is quicker to the punch, sort of speed, and more angles, because I feel like that's how you can be successful on a bigger stage. Like, when I make my return to URL, which may be happening in July, You guys are going to see, like, it's not going to be the same shit I have with DNA, man. Like, I've grown so much since the DNA battle that when I get back on URL, like, I'm ready. Like, I'm so ready, you know what I'm saying, to show people what it is now. Because I think there's a lot of people who follow the URL so heavy that they haven't seen a lot of my other battles, you know what I'm saying? They may have only seen me at Daylight, but they probably haven't seen me Real Deal. They probably haven't seen me and C Major, me and 100 Bullets, or me and a lot of the other battles. Some of them are dope. Some of them are not so dope. You know what I'm saying? And I can admit that from a personal standpoint. I wish I had done better in some of the other battles. But one thing I will say is that I grew after every battle. I learned something. You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait to get back to URL, man, and show what I've learned in my 2 years away. So hopefully in July, man, that's what we talk about right now. Salute to Smack and Beasley. They've been in touch with for a July card they're putting together. And you guys might see me back very soon against one of the new PG killers.
Oh, shit. Chilling top? Chilling Briz?
Nah, not chilling top. I don't see that. I don't want to see you in top, my nigga. Nah, I don't think that's
those are the only PG killers, Chilla. I'm done. No PG class exists to me since you and then the one before you with John Magic and all those guys. That's it. Those are the only PGs to me. I could go on a tangent, but
I mean, the PG classes, man, I feel like they're getting weaker. That's being real, you know what I'm saying? That's not a right. knock on folks, and that's not a knock on the PGs in general, man, but I feel like if you look at the classes as they go forward, if you look at the first class with John, Magic, Bill Collector, Rosenberg, Clean, M-City, everybody that was in that first class, and had I taken Norm's original offer, I would have been in that first class too, because he tried to recruit me around the same time, and I actually turned down the PGs twice before I decided to do it. That's why I came in the same class, Danger Zone, Big K, you know, in that whole class. But going forward, man, like, yeah, I feel like there hasn't been as much star power in a lot of newer classes, man. And I don't know if it's – I can't really put my finger on why. I just feel like maybe it's getting watered down, you know what I'm saying? I kind of low-key feel like the PG should be like a once-every-couple-year type of thing, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like if you're forcing yourself to pull new talent every year, I don't know that you can necessarily always find fresh talent in that short a span. Talent needs time to develop, man, you know what I'm saying? And like, if you look at the first PG class, because they had time to develop. John had 15 battles before his first PG. He had time to develop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Clean Paper had been on Grind Time, had been on Animal House. He had time to develop. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at a lot of the newer guys, like Jonai and a lot of these guys maybe had 5 or 6 battles.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't.
But Chilla, you would agree though, a nigga like John, I think what helped John a lot is that Hitman Holler battle. Because A, Hitman agreed to battle you. 2, it's on a fucking Super Bowl stage of Summer Madness. 3, regardless if niggas thought you won or lost, you didn't get bodied by Hitman, you held your own. So I think that helped out John a lot, because after that, he gets battles with Hopper. He gets battles with X Factor. So I think it's the person that giving you that chance also. I don't know how you feel about that, though.
Nah, you're absolutely right. And me saying what I'm saying right now, I'm not saying that if you put Jonai versus Cortez on a Summer Madness warm-up, and, you know, I'm not saying Jonai can't have the performance of the event or the performance of the weekend. Jonai is fired.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying we shouldn't expect that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that if it is expected for these PGs to come in and after 2 battles be ready to bang with vets who have had 8, 9, 10 URL battles, and it's tough, you know what I'm saying? I thought the Rookie's first vets was dope, you know what I'm saying? The venue wasn't too big, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like Stage 48, it wasn't Webster Hall, it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't too big. Gramercy is good size, it's not quite a big room. It's definitely not a small room. It was good for the rookie. I felt like the rookies were matched up well against their opponents. You know, except for Snow a Real Deal. I knew that was going to be bad from the gate.
Yeah. Fast.
I didn't have a chance.
I knew that was going to be a wash. I knew that from as soon as I heard it, I said, that's not good. No style.
Chilla, I think 95.5% of the battle rap community felt the same way, my nigga. We just knew Real Deal, whether it be a 2-1 or a 3-0. You know, I don't think it's going to be, we didn't expect a body back, because you can say real deal goddamn body this man and shit. You know what I mean? I don't think we've seen that coming, but, you know.
Right. And it's because like, it's different. Like, when I battle real deal, people expected real deal to have a strong showing against me because he's really good with angles and he's really good with picking apart styles. The reason why me and real deal was dope was because I switched my shit up entirely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you did.
If I would have did what I normally had done, real deal probably would have smoked me, because real deal is that dope, and that's what he does. He takes your strength and turns it into a weakness. If you don't find strength against real deal, he will kill you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to attack real deal as well. He's the hardest person I've ever wrote for was real deal. It was so
wow.
Like, what did I say? I couldn't say anything to him that hasn't been said. He's white, obviously. He's a teacher. His name is Trevor.
Yeah.
Something's been said to him 1,000 times, but what else do we know about him? What else can you say?
Yeah.
There's no other way to attack it. You just have to try and do it better than everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So I knew that Snow was going to have a really tough time. Like, I knew he was going to have his real name flips and his deal name flips. But otherwise, I knew Snow wasn't going to have anything but deal, and deal was just going to have 3 rounds of, like, he was just going to take off on him. You know what I'm saying? So,
it was like a punching bag.
Rookie's versus vets was fire, though. You know what I'm saying? I will say that was a fire card. And the matchups were very well done. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's a card that should happen maybe every couple years. I don't think it's something that should happen more than once a year. I don't think it's something that should, you know, maybe yearly, depending on the crop of PGs you have. But I wouldn't have minded if this card was only 5 battles instead of 7.
Chilla, my thing is with these PGs, though, it's, I think right now it's like a cool thing to be a PG. Back with you guys, it wasn't. You didn't want to stay that PG. It was like, yo, I'm trying to battle once in the PG time. Gone. Like, that is it. John and Magic, that was it. Chilla, or what was it, like, Clean and Rosenberg, that was it. Like, that was, you know, it's not cool to be there every year. You're not supposed to be on every single PG card for 2 years straight. And that's my problem with it. That is my problem. It's like the continuous stuff. It's not. It's cool to be there. It's not supposed to be. You're not supposed to be there for years straight. Either get up or get out.
But Timbo, let me piggyback on what you just said. I agree with everything you said, my G, but I also think when you say it's cool to be a PG, and I want to get both of y'all take on this, I don't think it's the PGs who think it's cool. I think it's the league owners who's embedded in these young boys' head is be cool to be a PG because they're trying to push the young boys. So I think the league owners make it to us to make it sound like it's cool to call these niggas PGs and give them that stigma and give them that title and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think these niggas really like being called PGs, to be honest with you. I really don't.
I think some of them like it a little bit, but I know what you're saying. I think a lot of it is, you know, the league's pushing.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with that, only because I feel like coming from a smaller league, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you get the call or you get the opportunity to be on the proven grounds, like, not 9 out of 10, if not more, are gonna jump at that. You know what I'm saying? So for a lot of people, that's cool. But I do agree with you, Timbo, in that you shouldn't be there for a year. You know what I'm saying? Like the proven, the original goal of the proving ground is to build your profile and to get people familiar with you, so they can decide whether or not it's worth putting you on the main stage, and seeing if you have the talent to go. My problem with the PGs is the consistency, and not the consistency in the battlers, but the consistency in how the proving grounds are pushed. For example, Jonai, they should have been setting Jonai up to either be on the Gnome warm-up, which I guess was in the quiet room, or to be on the Summer Madness warm up, or he even to me should have been on Rookies vs. Vets, because after Jonai and Gutta came out, there was such a high demand for Jonai that I feel like is slowly dying. But there was such a high demand, like after the three rounds he had for Gunner, it was like, yo, we want to see Jonai and Cortez. We want to see Jonai and Prep. We want to see. I have seen a lot of people say we want to see Jonai in Disaster. Like,
and you know what?
Yeah.
You know why they say? But Chilla, it go back to what Timbo was just saying, because he has a problem with these niggas all sounding alike. I think Jonas is nice, but damn, my nigga, when I'm hearing him though, it just sounds like I'm hearing Disaster, upgraded 2015 version of Disaster, without the rapid fake, without the rapid flow. But it just sounds too much like this.
Chilla, I might be living in the past, but my thing was this, with this whole PG shit. If you lined them all up and made them fit, you know, individually, there was a time where I literally could not tell you the difference, bro. Like, I could not tell you who was who. I'm not even bullshitting. Like, with Prep, Dot, Prez, Fist, whoever, like, I really could not tell you the difference. But, like, to go back, everyone brought something different. John brought something different. Magic brought something different. You brought something different. Clean brought something different. Bra, City, everybody, Bill Collector, everybody brought something different to the table, so it was easy to decipher who was who. But now it's like, oh, you know, so-and-so versus Prep versus Dot versus Chess versus this and that. I really can't tell the difference, bro. That's my thing.
Well, I think now, and I don't know if this has to do with Norbs or not, but I think now the PGs have done a better job at differentiating themselves kind of through their image. And I don't know if that has a lot to do with, like, how they're being pushed. But if you look, like, even past their styles, if you look at every PG, there's something about them that separates them. Chess.
Yeah.
He's a new DNA.
Yeah.
16 years old. He's the youngest out of the class. Okay, cool. Saga. Christian rapper. Prep. Wears a bow tie. T-Top. Talks about drugs. That's his content. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the street guy. Priz. He has a torture angle that he likes to use. He talks about torture. He gets real creative, and his vocal projection is crazy. Like, all the PGs, like, regardless of how they rap, like, yeah, to me, Chess and Steams, and they a lot of them sound alike. But as far as their image, as far as maybe how, maybe it's how Tuarell is pushing them, but as far as their image, they're getting better with, like, identifying each PG outside of the ring with their own kind of gimmick. I don't want to say gimmick, it's not really her. But you can identify them by other things. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when they first came in, it was like, it was PG Step, it was Chess, it was Steams, it was Prep, it was Dot, it was a lot of people that sounded alike, put their voice together the same way. And I agree with you, Timbo, like, it was tough to differentiate who's who, and it was like, you see half the class. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I do think now that they're getting a little better, and they're starting to find themselves, and they are starting to add things to their repertoire that are, as rappers, making them different. You know, their images are different.
Yeah.
I feel like they're starting to grow and become different. I just would have liked if they would have grown and became different before they got their shot.
There you go. That might be it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that would have been my thing. Because I feel like you can look at Trap House, you can look at Spit That Heat, you can look at a lot of these smaller leagues. You can take one person from every league and be like, okay, cool. We're gonna put them to the PGs right now, give them three battles, and you're gonna see growth. Or you can take those same three dudes and you can line them up in their respective leagues with talent that makes sense, and you'll see that same growth before they even hit the PG. You know what I'm saying? So now I think it's a situation where I don't know what to compare it to, but, like, if you take guys from high school who haven't really developed and you throw them in the NBA, they start to learn things over time. They start to learn certain moves. They start to learn certain tricks. They lift weights more, learn how to bang with NBA bodies, as opposed to taking them after a year of college. They learn a little bit more of those things before the NBA. They become better equipped to succeed after a year or two of college rather than picking them fresh from high school. So I feel like the newer PGs, I feel like they're fresh from high school, whereas I feel like John and Bill Collecta and every and myself, I feel like we kind of had college in a way.
Yeah.
I feel like the fact we had more PG battles before we got the chance to see anybody else, like I had Cash, I had City, I had JC, I had Magic, then I had DNA. So I had four battles. But before I got the chance to even step on Gnome or a big stage, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You, people like anybody in the new PG class, look at Top. Top Battle, City Towers.
Fire Battle. You was in the building for that, Chiller, right?
Yeah, that was fire. That was fire. Yeah.
John.
Yeah, he battled John on Spit That Heat. But I mean, just as far as from URL, Top Battle, City Towers. And if I'm not mistaken, that was his only battle before Clips. Am I wrong?
Who's that?
Top?
No,
did
you were.
Right.
I mean, after
was only URL PG before Clips, or did he battle somebody else? I'm not including UFF.
Nah, he battled City Towers. That was it. It was just Towers.
That was it? Okay.
Yeah.
So he had City. He had his run through UFF, which I'm not discrediting. The only reason why I'm not counting is because I feel like he didn't really... I won't say he didn't prep for those battles, but I feel like that was a situation where he beat Saga and then had a day to prep for somebody else and then had a day to prep for somebody else. Like, win or lose, I don't hold that against those guys. Top one, dope, but I don't hold it against Prep that he lost in the first round. I don't hold it against Excel that he lost in the first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't hold it against those guys because that was like prepping 24 hours and battle for national TV. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You saw what happened on Total Slaughter with Vic.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. You know what I'm saying? So I don't hold it against those guys. I don't count that for them or against them. You know what I'm saying? So Top had City Tower and jumped straight to Clips. Prep had Dot. Did he have anybody else on URL?
Yeah, I think he battled. It was Dot and it was Was there somebody else? Are we missing
was
somebody
it Steam?
Else? Nah.
No?
Steam had battled Prez, which was a snooze fest. Shit, I forgot my nigga, but I know where you're going with that, though.
I don't know if he had anybody else. Maybe he had one more that we're overlooking.
Yeah.
But two battles.
He had Saga.
And then Saga. He had Saga 2 weeks before John Zahn. So he had Doc, then he had Saga and Black Star, then he had John Zahn. Saga had Black Mugga. Prep and then Shug. Like, so these guys are having two battles and then they're tossed to the wolves, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? I think they all did well. I think they all did well. So I don't think that was a bad thing, but I think they're still at a point where even though they can bang with some of the vets, I think they're still developing.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even me, up until maybe like, I mean, even now I'm still developing, but even up until maybe like, through the DNA battle, I was still developing. Like, I was on Gnome 3, still figuring out my true style, still figuring out, like, what was best for me under those lights, you know what I'm saying? I would hate for Prep or any of these guys to get a big shot like that and not be ready. Like, John was ready for Hitman. We didn't know it, but he was ready. And that was when he had 12 battles for Grind Time, and then two battles for URL. Like, he had enough time to develop his shit.
Facts.
Now, you know what I'm saying? So I think the PGs have time to do that, too. What's up?
What's good with you and URL, my nigga? Is there problems? Are we going to get you on that stage ever again? It seemed like you kind of, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, it's no problems, man. You know, for me it was one thing. For URL, it was another thing. For URL, it was... After the DNA battle, when I went to King of the Dot, when I did a lot of the other battles that I did, they felt like the demand to see me wasn't as much. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? If you look at my history as a battler, as a man, I accept what people tell me. You know what I'm saying? People tell me I need to switch my style, I accept that. They tell me, you know what I'm saying, the demand to see you isn't there, build that back up, I respect that. And I do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I
listen
to what people say and I adjust, you know what I'm saying? So for them, it was like, after the DNA battle, not taking some of the other offers they had offered me at the time to keep my stock up on that platform. My stock went down a little bit. So, you know what I'm saying? My stock not being there, it made it hard for them to book me for the matchups that I wanted. Like, I wanted I wanted Big T, I wanted certain people.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really make them to give me those people. I knew at the time that I could bang with them, but it just didn't make sense for it to happen at that time. So, I, you know, they went their way, I went my way. It was never really any bad blood. Me and Norm had an issue for a little bit, but, you know, on my end, that's it's nothing. You know, I'm not even...
Chilla, let's be real, my nigga. Are they tight because you went somewhere else to showcase your talent, my nigga, and it wasn't URL?
That was never the issue from my understanding. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, if again, from my understanding, that wasn't the issue.
Yeah.
Could that have been the issue? Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's how Norm felt. Maybe that's how somebody else felt. But all I know is that, you know, I spoke to Smack and Beasley over the past couple weeks, just before Nome. They reached out to me. They let me know that, you know, they heard good things about the math battle. They seen I had Conceited coming up. And they were like, listen, they said, you know, people keep hitting us up. They said, battlers are telling us that you should be back. They said, fans are telling us you should be back. They said, people at events are asking for you to be back on the stage. We want to make that happen. So at the Nome, we'll be in touch. We got some things going on this summer. We want you to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? I'll let the cat out of the bag a little bit. They hit me up in regards to prep.
And they
said, this is a matchup we want to see because style-wise, a lot of people want to see it. Prep really wants to battle you because he respects your pin, and he wants to see if you can bring the best out of him.
Nah, Chilla, as a battle rap fan, my nigga, I'm going to throw two names at you and tell me if you're feeling this or not.
Okay.
I'd rather see you battle Danny Myers or Newborn.
Okay. So me and Danny is locked in.
Oh.
Me and Danny is locked. I won't tell you the league or the situation, but in September, the bar god stands in front of the real bar god.
Talk about it.
And,
the steam team versus the bar god. All right.
You know, we gonna go bar for bar and see what happens. But that's locked in. That's more writer's block. Block on block crime, as we call it.
What about Newborn, my nigga? Come on, man. No niggas be hating on Newborn. I heard Timbo back there snickering under his voice. Newborn,
nah, Chilla,
don't
pay this shit no fucking mind, Chilla. Come on.
Listen. I've obliged a lot of matchups for the fans. Young Cannon was a matchup that I took. For fans that reached out to me on Twitter, I said, who do y'all want to see me battle? I battle whoever. They said, Young Cannon, so I made the battle happen. I asked the same thing last year. Who from New England do y'all want to see me battle? It was Blackheart. So I battled Blackheart. People want to see me battle Newborn. It's not a matchup that makes me go crazy, but for the fans, Like I said before a couple months ago, I'd do it. I told URL I'd do it. I told RBE I'd do it. I told Spit That Heat. I told Black Ice. I told publicly, I said, whoever wants to book it, call my phone. Nobody has called my phone. Nobody has hit me up for that matchup. People, like I said, URL hit me up for prep. Another league hit me up for Danny. Another league just hit me up for QP Suns.
I like that one.
I'm getting a lot of offers. A lot of offers right now coming off the Math and Conceited battle. None of them are for Born, though. So I need people to understand And this is what I've been saying from day one, man. I can accept the battle. I can tell people I'll do the battle. If a league doesn't want to invest in it, it's not going to happen. And the problem is not with me. The problem is with Bourne. People won't invest in Bourne as like a main event. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's tough to put me with him and have us on another card, like, and sell tickets. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm a big ticket seller myself. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you can put Matt Hoffer or Chilla Jones and sell tickets. You can put Chilla Jones and sell tickets. You can put Chilla Jones versus Burb or Chilla versus Big T on an NWX versus Riders Block and sell tickets. You can't put Chilla versus Bourne in Milwaukee and sell a lot of tickets, or Chilla versus Bourne in New York and sell a lot of tickets. It would have to be like either a one-off situation, or we would have to be just a part of a bigger card. And because I wouldn't be main eventing, you would have to pay other people to be above us on that flyer, and people would just want to match me against other people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And that's the reality, and that's not, it's not my fault. It's not even necessarily Bourne's fault for the stigma that he has. I've said it once, I'll say it again. Bourne is fire. And style-wise, me and Bourne make absolute sense. It does.
Word. It does. It does, my nigga. It really does. Ball-wise, yeah, man.
I want to see you versus Big K.
Me versus Big K can happen if the platform is right, but I'll be honest with you, it's similar to me and Danger, man. Like, I'm so close with K and Danger because we came up in the same class, and because, I won't say because we haven't been rocking on URL Super Heavy, but I just feel like we have so much in common in that we just go places and kill shit. I've been on a lot of leagues with K. I was in K when he battled Verb, I battled Ill. You know what I'm saying? When I battled Deadman, he battled Illmac. When he battled Danny, I battled Real Deal. When he battled this battle Ill Will, I battled Conceited. Like, when me and Kay are on the same car, man, like, we cause wrecks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like,
fact.
Like, that's my guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing with Danger Zone. Like, I'll battle anybody in the block, probably except for Danger Zone. You know what I'm saying? I would even battle 40 probably before Danger Zone. And 40 is like my sister. Like, 40 Bars lives 5 blocks up the street from me. I go to her house all the time. And I would probably battle Danger. You know what I'm saying? Like, and 40's like a sister to me. So, like I said, me and Big K, it would be tough. Just because, like, I don't feel that animosity or that urge to kill him. But if somebody said, yo, chill with Big K, we're going to pay you all right. We're going to put this on a King of the Dot West Coast main event. We gonna make it big. Like, I would be willing to do it. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely be.
Y'all better hate each other for 9 minutes of bars. I'll give you that.
But not, hey, if that money right, I'll hate anybody in the world if that money right. So seeing the platform makes sense, man. Any matchup can happen. Even me and Danger, I would never count out. People really want to see the.
Chilla, by the way, I challenged you on Twitter not too long ago, and I came up with a magic bar. I don't know if you saw that or if your mind was just too blown away from that crazy heat that I tweeted you. And
what
I'm saying? So I said something in the sense like, you proved Magic's name was real because he made your third round disappear, and then I just signed off, bro, because I didn't want nobody to, you know what I'm saying, to rebuttal or anything like that. But I'm just letting you know, man.
I didn't even catch that, Timbo, but, yo, don't you don't want this wreck, man.
Oh.
You don't want this wreck, man. Don't make me put together no 90-second round. You know how many Tim flips I'll have, man?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, come on, bro.
Hey,
man.
Tim flips I'll have,
man. Shit. All right, I'm going to prepare first. By the way, I'm seeing Mickey this weekend, so, man, you know what? I'm going to have him help me. And prep some bars.
Goes right
for
Shifty.
Because I know y'all are close. So I'm kicking it with Mickey in LA this weekend. So you know what I'm saying? We'll figure something out. And then, we'll make it happen.
Well, listen, before we wrap up, man, I want to speak on one last thing, if y'all don't mind.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, brother.
NWX.
Oh, shit.
NWX. Listen. DNA, Big T, K-Shine, Rain, Saga, a.k.a. Jazz with facial hair. Listen. This how we doing it. Daylight versus Rain, Chilla versus Big T, DNA versus Big Cannon, K-Shy versus Magic, Saga versus Danger Zone. Any way y'all want to do this, any league, however y'all want to do it, we can set up a GoFundMe, we can let the fans finance this, do a pay-per-view, however y'all want to do it. I seen the blog with DNA and Sean calling us out.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, we not going nowhere. We're not afraid of no war. We can do it however y'all want to do it. Set it up. Hell smack and beast, we can set it up. We can do it. You know what I'm saying? We can do it after Summer Madness. Whenever. Let's set it up, man. Niggas gonna die, and I'm gonna turn Big T to a fucking... Oh, man.
Listen, chill. I saw what you did to Young Elmo. That's fucked up. But, man, to do that to Big T, bro, you can't be killing these people like that, bro.
Man. By the time he get one punch off, man, I'm going to have schemed his head off already. By the time he do that whole shalakaboo, how you do that whole long build-up, man, I'm going to have punch lined up like four times with some crazy T-flips. Like, it's like... I don't know, man. He's gonna get fucked up, but just this is my response on behalf of Riders Block. So NWX, we accept the challenge. This is Chilla Jones, PSA Radio. We accept the challenge. Any league that wants to make this happen, that wants to invest in this card, will be one of the best cards of the year. We will negotiate prices. We will take our prices down a little bit to make these matches happen for the fans. Let's get a coach or something.
Let's get it popping. I'm fucking with that too.
I think we got the Summer Madness warm up card already. This is it. That would be it right there.
If DNA and Shine want to do it, I know they on their little 2-on-2 tour they got coming up. Listen. Danny Myers and Rum Nitty want that wreck.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Danny Myers and Rum Nitty want that wreck.
I got to keep it real, Chiller. I think DNA and Shine right now, the continuity, they got their shit out here mapped out, my nigga. I gotta keep it real.
They chemistry is fire. I was in the building versus John on the side. They chemistry is fire.
Mm-hmm.
Trust. But they didn't stand in front of any super crazy blog either. Like the chemistry is dope, man, but like if they stand in front of Danny and Nitty, I can only imagine the type of shit that they would say to DNA and K-Shine.
That's what it is.
Anyway, set the shit up. Whoever wants to do it, NWX versus Riders Block, man. PSA exclusive. Let's set the shit up, man. Let's make it happen.
Chilla, we appreciate you coming on the show, my nigga. For real, man. For real.
Yes,
really
sir.
Do, my nigga.
Appreciate y'all all day, man. I'll let y'all know, man. I'll be back on here. If we get the shit ironed out, the details set up, man, I'm on here first to let y'all know.
My nigga.
Let's get it, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Salute, Chilla.
Salute.
All right. NWX versus Riders Block.
One of the most modest dudes in battle rap right there, my dude.
By far.
He's a humble dude.
By far.
Yeah. And you know what? What I always liked about Chilla Jones is when he battled B-Magic, and before the footage dropped, he even admitted, it's hard for niggas to admit a L. He admitted, I fucked up a little bit against Magic. So I always give him props on that. You know what I'm saying? When a lot of these niggas walk around here like they won battles when you damn well know you lost that shit. So you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's facts. Yeah, salute to Chilla. And not only that, Dre, he's smart too. You know, he can carry that conversation, you know, and all that shit. But you're definitely right, man. Very modest, very humble guy too.
And it was good having him run through. You know, I'm glad we got to talk to him about the PGs. I think that's huge because he kind of gave us a glimpse back and kind of broke down the PGs today, too. So salute to that shit. That's big.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So salute to Chilla coming on the show. Yeah, this shit will be out tonight. Just letting everybody know. This
will
be out tonight. I mean, by the rapid rate that we're getting on iTunes, by the way, who knows? It could be on iTunes before, but trust me, with this shit, definitely be out on YouTube tonight. Go fucking check the iTunes podcast, all that good shit, man. You already know what the fuck it is, this segment. Boys, we'll be back this week. We got NBA Finals talk. Cleveland Cavs versus Golden State, man. We have to break this shit down. So, I mean, come on. We got to break this shit down. We'll be on the show talking finals, talk sports, all that good shit, man. Let's get it. PSA Radio, the most hated, the least respected.
My
brother Dre. Take us out, my G.
Man, shout out to everybody that fucks with us. First of all, I want to say thanks to all the supporters. I don't look at niggas as fans.
Yep.
I look at niggas as supporters. Let me throw that out there.
Yep.
Shout out to my bro Timbo. Shout out to Tiller Jones. Shout out Lord Jamar. Shout out every nigga that's been on this fucking show since last year when me and Timbo did a tag team thing only. So shout out to everybody that fuck with us, man. Real nigga shit. Get on the ready, man.
Let's get it, man. Salute. We out.